Y'all, it's been a crazy, messed up, and cold week here in Tulsa. Right now, I'm staring outside. We have anywhere between 2 to 4 inches of snow on the ground that's already fallen in the metro. Kids have already been out of playing in it. I'm probably going to get more pictures a little bit later. But right now, they're all sitting inside, staying warm. And it's been a pretty decent and chill day. Welcome to Nightly Connections. I know it's been a while since I recorded the last episode, but it's been a crazy week, from daycare being closed to me being off work to Kelly being off work. It's been absolutely insane, and now there's even more snow falling as we speak. Kids have been kind of cooped up inside lately. They've been kind of bored. I've been really, really chill with the schoolwork lately because it's getting monotonous, so to speak. They're getting tired of doing it. I'm honestly tired of fighting it. But we're going to keep pushing through it nonetheless. They have benchmark testing next month. We're going to figure out exactly where they are and if they're going on to the next grade or not. 9 times out of 10, they're probably going to the next grade. We'll see what happens. As far as work goes, work has been off and on this week due to the cold weather and the ice and the snow. Lights flickered a few hours ago. The electricity flickered a few hours ago. And come to find out, the pipes to my washer is frozen. So that's fun. And I just recently found out that the owner of the house has a thermal cable going up the pipes to keep them from freezing. I wish I would have known this last night, but I did not know. So I have it turned on right now, trying to unthaw the pipes so that we can actually do some laundry. You guys, this weather has been absolutely insane. As of right now, give me a second. I'll tell you exactly where we stand temp-wise. Oh, we climbed a degree since the last time I checked. We are at 6 degrees right now. We're in the single digits at the moment, and it's not going to go anywhere. I already know that. But during this time, we just need to... Right now, we're just moving along. We got to figure it out. Because kids are inside bored. They have the tablets, yes. We have the internet, yes. But don't want to have them in screens all the time. So I'm probably going to end up telling them, get out of screens, go outside, build a snowman, come inside, drink some hot cocoa. Me and Kelly have some coffee or something. But they've also been doing Sistema. Youngest decided she doesn't want to do Sistema anymore. And then when we told her that we're going to pull her out, no, I want to stay in it. But you just said that you didn't like it and you don't want to be in it anymore. Now all of a sudden she wants to be in it because we told her that we're going to pull her out because she didn't want to be in it. So it's absolutely amazing what kids will do when you tell them that you're about to do something and all of a sudden, wait a minute, they're actually going to do this? No, I changed my mind. That's the beauty of it. I'm constantly sitting up here watching this radar. And this radar is absolutely spooky because we got more of this stuff coming, about to get ready to come down around 3 o'clock. And they're predicting that it's not going to stop until Wednesday. I'm a little nervous at the moment because I work for Amazon. That's my bread and butter. Kelly, of course, is a CNA, but we're not working at the moment, and we're losing money. I mean, we'll be okay. I'm not stressing about that. We'll be just fine. It's just that I don't like being cooped up in one place for a very long time and being cooped up at home instead of out moving around like I typically do. And also, that is considered my workout for the day as well. When I'm hopping in and out of the truck, delivering packages, running up the doors, running back to the van, that's my workout for the day. It's different whenever I'm sitting at home and not able to do anything. And also, guys, if you follow me on Facebook, I do have a picture of all the snow that has fallen around my house. It's being taken from my front door. So guess what? I didn't step outside because I didn't have on any shoes. I'm not stepping out to the cold snow because then I won't be able to feel my toes. But no, on a more serious note, now is the best time for me and Kelly to spend time with the kids. Because we're barely at home. We're working to make ends meet here. And we're in a beautiful, beautiful home, which we both love. We've gotten our rhythm down. We've gotten all of our bills taken care of. We're going through the motions right now of getting everything done and getting everything smoothed over and working properly. Because now both of us are working and we're able to do the things that we want to do. We're able to take time off what we want to. We're able to take care of our house the way we want to. And it is absolutely amazing. I've even gone as far as during this whole pandemic thing and during this whole winter storm 2021. Thanks 2020 for bleeding over into the year. I picked up the guitar again. I picked up piano again. I'm going to continue to do this. The girls are learning how to play the recorder and the ukulele. And I'm going to continue to teach them piano and guitar as well. I'm also going to be taking guitar lessons here shortly. A friend of mine actually does guitar lessons. I'm going to start learning from him. But nothing else that we could possibly do. And also, I do want to reach out to my friends in Louisiana. I'm letting you guys know right now that Monroe and West Monroe in particular, you guys are not built for this. You guys are not built for the ice. You guys are not built for the snow. I need you guys to stay safe. Stay off the roads. If you absolutely have to get out, please be careful. Make sure you go at least 10 to 15 miles underneath the speed limit. It's weather is nothing to play with. I do want to mention the accident out of Fort Worth off of I-35. And I want everyone that's listening to my podcast right now to keep those families in your thoughts, because that accident was absolutely terrifying and absolutely horrible, especially from all the pictures that I saw, all the videos that I saw. And it's not one sole person's fault. There's no way to tell who's at fault and who's not. It was an accident. They don't call them on purposes. They call them accidents for a reason. And that one right there was just absolutely horrifying and horrible, absolutely terrible. And I want to keep those families in our, I want us to keep those families in our thoughts and prayers. Because the last time I checked statistically, that 6 people had passed away and there was 35 in critical condition. Guys, this weather is nothing nice to play with. This weather is no fun at all. I don't want anyone caught out in the middle of this. I don't want anybody hurt. So, from the Knights to everyone that's listening to this, please be safe. Play it safe. If you don't have to be out in this, stay home. Read a book. Watch a movie. Do anything possible to keep your mind entertained. Heck, I'm even about to get ready to play my Xbox here in a few minutes once I'm done here, because this is going to be a very short podcast. But you guys, now is the time for family. Now is the time to spend time with family. Now spend time to check on your friends. Speaking of friends, you guys probably heard my phone go off. But I'm scrolling through Facebook. I'm seeing all the beautiful pictures of the snow. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm tired of it. I've had to deal with cold and snow and rain and ice, and pretty much we in the last 2 weeks, we've seen all 4 elements, all 4. I've seen when I was in when we were in Louisiana living there last, that was in 2015, I believe. Yeah, 2015. We saw all four seasons in one day. One day. Mother Nature, I don't know what you were doing that day, but you're drunk, go home. And I promise you, if I find Elsa or that groundhog, I'm going to choke the both of them for bringing this upon us. But on a more serious note, now is the time for family. Now is the time to spend together with them, hug them, love them. Because you never know when it's going to be the last time you get to say I love you to them. Families found that out in Fort Worth a few days ago. Most people were just on their way to work, driving like normal. But I will say it was icy conditions and they shouldn't have been moving that fast. But that situation was unavoidable. And I hate that. I hate the fact that those first responders had to be out there in the cold and having to do that. I hate that those families had to get that call or have somebody show up on their doorstep to tell them that their loved one was no longer with them. I know that feeling of grief. I've experienced it. It's not fun. So you guys, during this time, during this weather event, please be safe. If you don't have to be out, don't be out. Stay home. This has been your Nightly Connection. I will see you next time.